Welcome, everybody. 100 years ago, at this time, this hour, the city of Maryville, citizens of Nottoway County, were invited to come here and come through the front doors for the very first time. It had only taken 3 years from the start of construction to finish this building, and they were very happy to come out here and see the new, well, at that point, basically, the campus of 5th District Normal, which was now, of course, our Northwest Missouri State University. The community was very involved in getting this established, and they were very proud of their new building, just as we are proud of this building 100 years later. So today we're celebrating two things, the 100th birthday of the administration building, and the listing of the National Register of Historic Places. There are a couple of things that I want to say about the listing on the National Register. We have to remember this means, I think, a variety of things for us. Number one, it says both at the state level and the national level, the Department of the Interior, they're recognizing that this is a historic building on architectural purposes that has been here serving the educational community as a unique one-of-a-kind. And I also like to add that I don't think there's ever been a student, an employee, a person of interest that have been on this campus but hasn't walked through these doors in the last 100 years. What does it really mean to be on the National Register other than it gives us national historical listing and people can look at us and say, oh, we're mature. We've been here 100 years and this building has served these people. The other thing that becomes very important, not only the listing, but if we would ever witness another thing like that fire or the tornadoes, and we have an emergency where we're trying to save things from the rain or snow or whatever it might be, we're now eligible to apply to the federal government to say, come and help us immediately. They're not going to give us any money to keep the building up, but in case it would be in danger, we would be eligible to apply for those funds. The building itself being on the National Register doesn't affect our use of it. We can use the building any way we so desire. So I said earlier to Dr. Jasinski, if you want to put it into a hay barn, you could. And, you know, just a few things. I know they want an indoor practice field for the football team, so move all those offices out. But I think we'll keep it here. I think we kind of like it here as it is.
After looking at the university, it becomes almost evident that it's impossible to separate this building from the history and traditions of the campus. I mean, the 5th District Normal School was founded in the summer of 1906, and even at that point, the Board of Regents and the Presidents were already talking about building a building that would serve the campus into the future, that would house more students, that would be a beacon for education in this part of Missouri. Construction really started almost immediately in the fall of 1906, but it kind of sputtered out almost immediately. And so really, it doesn't really restart again until the spring of 1907. And that's kind of how the whole process for the building went. Construction would start, money would run out, and construction would restart again when they got more funds. Now the building's been used for over 100, continuously for 100 years. The Ad Building has seen two world wars, a global depression, survived a tornado and a fire, been remodeled, repurposed, and the building's functions have changed. But throughout it all, the administration building remains a focal point of a growing and changing campus. This is why I chose to write a nomination to list the administration building on the National Register of Historic Places. To construct the narrative, I actually spent many hours researching the school, sitting in front of a microfilm reader, reading old newspapers of Maryville, looking at the Green and White Courier, all the original papers. Besides the brick and mortar, much of the inside has drastically changed since the celebration that opened the building in 1910. But the southern facade and the towers remains almost unchanged. When I picture Northwest, I see the towers and the southern facade of the building rising over the campus and the community of Maryville. This was the main focus of my historical narrative, that with the foundation of the 5th District Normal School, education and culture in this region forever changed, and the administration building is the symbol of that change.
I really want to say how proud we are of Jason and the work that he's done. It's taken him 5-6 years since he first began, and you know, he has a job too. And I think it's quite significant that impressive that we get to see our students stand on our shoulders and accomplish things that we can only say I'm proud of.
Jason's friends and colleagues are here, and when I went up and talked to Jason beforehand, he said, it's not really a big deal. Go talk to his friends and colleagues, and they say, it's a big deal. Jason, it is a big deal, and this building is a big deal. It's a centering point for all of us, and if you think about structures, think about events, think about people, that's what the administration building is all about. Think about it. Let me just talk about the events for a moment. Basketball, swimming, track meets, classes, a lot of work, meetings and more meetings and so on. There's a lot of things that have happened in this building, a lot of great events, a lot of great people. But think about the structure, and think about longevity, and think about perseverance, what we're all about at Northwest Missouri State University. It's funny, when Jason was talking about his research and building and running out of money and building and running out of money, and you know, you can chuckle and say, gosh, it sounds a little familiar, doesn't it? But it's about perseverance and moving forward and moving Bearcat Country forward. So it all makes really good sense. This is an important centering point for Northwest Missouri State University. At this point, though, we'd like to introduce Mrs. Vanessa Parsons and our esteemed Bearcat Choir to come up and sing the song that was sung when we opened this building 100 years ago today, right at this time. As she does so, I'm going to ask Jason to come up and unveil something that we'll all be very, very proud of for many, many years to come.